Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And before I begin the message the Lord has laid in my heart, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege as well as the ability and the freedom that we still possess, Lord, to be able to hear the word of the Lord, that we will have, by your grace, continued opportunity to grow in the knowledge of the Lord, that you'd grant to us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this time we share, and Lord, I ask that you would touch every heart. Lord, you see those who are struggling with challenges, emotional difficulties in the home, circumstantial problems in terms of finances, in terms of difficulties on the job. Lord, I'm asking you to move in each and every situation, Lord. We're just believing you. You are a God who hears and answers prayer. And so, Father, we just join our hearts, even though we cannot share specifics at this point in time as I'm praying. Nonetheless, Lord, you know every single detail of their lives. And, Father, we rest and stand upon that promise that it is your will to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And so, Father, since you are a loving and a good Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're hearing this prayer, and even now you're moving to supply the need, to grant the heart's cry of those who are listening and those who are agreeing in prayer. Thank you for the answers, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness and your goodness. We bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, it is a joy to be able to share the word of the Lord again with you this week, and I'd like to begin by sharing a passage of scripture found in Mark, the 11th chapter, verse 24. A familiar passage, I trust. These are the words of Jesus. He said, "Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Even in that brief prayer we prayed just moments ago, whatever was in your heart, know that God heard your cry, your heart's cry, and that He is moving to answer in the best way possible, because He has your best interests, He has your good, your welfare at heart. Praise God. Beloved, we are in a time of great challenges as the church, and I thank God for those marvelous preachers who are preaching the whole counsel of God with authority, with anointing. But unfortunately, perhaps you are aware, there are many, many churches, many saints of God who are sitting in lukewarmness and apathy. They are not being stirred in their spirits to walk and to claim that abundant life that Jesus said we could walk in. And sometimes one of the greatest battles that any ministry would experience is not necessarily from the devil's crowd, although that, Satan is certainly well able to use them and does. But sometimes our greatest difficulties, our greatest opposition is from the nominal church world and those who attend churches that are nominal, if you will, who claim to have all of God in their lives, but they look like and act like and live like and walk like any other sinner around. Beloved, I remember years ago I was talking with a sister this was after one of our services, and she shared some of the things that were occurring in her church, and I was actually shocked. I was astonished. I couldn't believe. You mean that kind of behavior goes on? And so, beloved, our Father is searching the reins of the heart, the heart. He looks at the heart of man, and he is wishing to see a wholehearted commitment and love relationship with him. He's a jealous God, and he won't share his glory with another, and he wants his children to be deeply in love with him. And out of that deep love will then come an obedience. It's then not a hard thing to fulfill his commands. And his commands aren't grievous. They aren't difficult. And they are given so we could be the most joyful, most peaceful, happiest people on the face of the earth, because God knows what we need. We need his love, we need his healing, but also we need his discipline according to what God's word has outlined as the parameters of holy life, so that we can be happy and we can be fulfilled. You know, as I was talking about the condition of the church world, there are some also who feel that they've arrived, they have it made, they say, because they've conformed to all the rules and regulations and ordinances as laid down by their church or by their denomination. They're members in good standing in their church, and in many cases, they could be pillars and leaders even in the church congregation, or perhaps even in their community. And they are the most influential and, of course, most willing to do service for the benefit of their church. And it is good that we love the fellowship that God has placed us in, including the social gatherings and fellowship, Sunday school, the things that make a church a church. And they want to be helpful. They love to help teach. They love to offer their services to cook, to wash dishes, to attend prayer meetings, because the church is their life. And beloved, that's wonderful. That is greatly to be commended. But what are they hearing? Sometimes these dear ones listen to socio-political or sociological sermons Sunday after Sunday. And of course, they respect, they admire the man or woman in the pulpit. They're certainly generally well-educated. They have personality, charisma, and the finesse also to deal with the factions that tend to arise in the church from time to time. And of course, they wholeheartedly agree with whatever the weekly Sunday sermon is, as that message is brought home, that in many cases, there has to be social change. Our society needs to admit that there's grave discrepancies between the racial inequality, perhaps, that comprise this nation. There's social ills that need to be resolved, to be healed, to be rectified. And certainly, beloved, all these things are true. These are the areas of work and areas of harvest and labor that we need to be involved in as God leads us. But the answer, beloved, is not through socio-philosophies that really border on metaphysics or epistemology. It's going to come only through one source, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. We must have a vital, living, real, and intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus to change ourselves. Certainly that's true. We can say yes to that. Amen. And as well as society. Now, I'm going to share a bunch of highfalutin terms with you so we can understand what I was attempting to describe in terms of where some are at in the church world. Philosophy. What is that? How can we define that? Well, it's a search for a general understanding of values and reality by chiefly speculative means. It's a discipline that comprises at its core logic, aesthetics, ethics, metaphysics, and epistemology. Okay, what's epistemology? That's a big fancy word. And it's the study or a theory of the nature and grounds of knowledge, especially with reference to its limits and validity. Metaphysics, there's a title of Aristotle's treatise on the subject. It's a division of philosophy that includes ontology and cosmology, as well as a philosophy made up of ontology and epistemology. Okay, two more definitions and then we're done with the fancy words. Ontology, it's a branch of metaphysics concerned with the nature and relations of being. It's a particular theory about the nature of being or the kinds of existence. And cosmology is a branch of metaphysics that deals with the universe as an orderly system. It's a branch of astronomy that deals with the origin, structure, and space-time relationships of the universe. Okay, we have those out of the way. Now, beloved, all those fancy words are pretty impressive, but the point is, when we're talking about change, ourselves or the society and world in which we live, we cannot change ourselves. There's only one way that an individual in this life can change, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. The one life we're going to live on this earth, whatever you are, or whatever you're doing now, this is it, basically. Like it, dislike it, hate it, it makes no difference. This is it. This one life is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. And except there's a way that we can change everything. That's the wonderful good news of the gospel. We can be changed. Not only changed, but actually be a new person. And beloved, that's the commission that you and I have been entrusted with as children of God. That's it, sharing the gospel of the good news with others. Well, my time has just flown and we're just getting into the message. I pray that you may have opportunity to listen to us tomorrow at the same time. If not, you may go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for your convenience and listening pleasure. Praise God. All right. Well, as I bring this broadcast to a close, as I always do, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. It's always such a blessing to hear from a new person. I'm with my UCM partners. They write fairly regularly, so I can keep updated in terms of prayer needs. But if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.